I want to encourage you during this time of uncertainty that you rely on the promises of God. The promise I want to share with you today is from Psalm 37, verse 4. It says, "Delight yourself in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart." As we delight ourselves in the Lord, his desires become our desires. And so then as we pray, we will be praying for his will to be done in our lives. During this time of uncertainty, I want you to continue to know that God is good and God has not been canceled. Wake up each morning and know that God loves you and rejoice that he's with you each and every day. Begin your days with prayer. They'll go much better for you all day long. I pray that you'll be blessed by the message. And if you are able by the Holy Spirit and led by the Spirit to give to our ministry, please mail your donations to Augustana Lutheran Church, 3251 Midway Road, Duluth, Minnesota, 55810. Our message this morning is titled, "Are You Living in Fear?" And our text is from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 1 through 10. Let's pray. Father in heaven, almighty God, we come before you in Jesus' precious and holy name. And we ask that the Holy Spirit would speak to our hearts, our souls, and our minds, that we may grow in your grace, in your knowledge, in your wisdom and understanding. We ask, Heavenly Father, that the Holy Spirit would teach us and that you would fill us with your presence in a powerful way. As we read this word and as we hear this word, fill us with your presence that we may grow in your grace, your knowledge, and just come to understand you better each and every way. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Amen. Are you living in fear? Our text this morning is 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 1 through 10. "But concerning the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I should write to you, for you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. For when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them as labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they shall not escape. But you, brethren, are not in darkness, so that this day should overtake you, but as a thief, you are sons of the light and sons of the day. We are not of the night or of the darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk at night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him." Amen. Are you living in fear? Or do you know what is going to happen? If you are listening to the media, the national media, I can understand why you would be in fear, fearful and afraid to do anything. The national media is almost entirely negative. They report how many have the virus and how many have died. Have you ever heard them say how many have the virus and are not affected, or how many have it and have recovered? People have become wealthy selling fear. ISIS was thought to be a sign of the end times, or times in the seasons, leading to the great tribulation or the wrath of God. ISIS was not a sign of the end times, and neither is the coronavirus a sign of the end times. It is a serious virus for those at risk, but it is not the end. There have always been wars and rumors of wars and diseases or viruses. What is important is we are not to fear. In fact, we are told over 300 times in the Bible not to fear. God is in control, and we need to trust in Him. What does the Word of God say about the times and seasons? In this message, we will answer questions of who are the times and seasons for? What is the day of the Lord? How are we believers to dress? And what does God want us to do right now? I love the way verse 1 puts it of our text. It says, "But concerning the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I should write to you." God and the Apostle Paul are saying there is no need even to write to the brethren, which is the believer in Christ Jesus, the saved by God's grace through faith in Jesus Christ. Why is there no need to write to us? Because the times and seasons are not for the saved. It is not for those who believe in Christ. The times and seasons are for the unsaved, the godless, and for the people of the earth, to Israel and to the Gentiles, who will be saved during the day of the Lord. Yes, a great multitude will go through the great tribulation, and a multitude will come to faith in Christ during that time. Believers in Jesus Christ are to be looking for a person, for Christ to return, which was explained in 1 Thessalonians 4:13 through 18 in the rapture of the church. The believer is to be looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, in Titus chapter 2, verse 13. When he returns, every believer will be caught up in the clouds. The dead in Christ first, and then we who are alive will be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord. All of this will be done in a twinkling of an eye. Verse 2 of our text explains further, "For you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord comes as a thief in the night." God is saying that we believers should know perfectly. The Lord does not come to the church, to the believers, as a thief in the night. The church is waiting and is looking for Christ to return and take them out of this world. However, the Lord does come unexpectedly to the world, the unsaved, the godless, like a thief in the night, to those who are left behind after the church has been raptured. What is the day of the Lord? The day of the Lord is the final period of God's judgment on earth. It's a time when God will judge and punish the world. The day of the Lord begins immediately after the believers are removed at the rapture. The day of the Lord is a period of time that includes the great tribulation, or the time of Jacob's trouble, as it applies to the nation of Israel in Jeremiah chapter 9, or chapter 30, verse 7, and the unsaved, and it runs through the great white throne judgment. The day of the Lord will come suddenly, like a thief, to the unsaved world. To all that are left on the world at that time, because every believer in Jesus Christ has been raptured beforehand. What is important here is that the believers are to be in the know, and the unbelievers are ignorant of God's plan. Verse 3 tells us the day of the Lord will come suddenly. But it's not speaking to the believers. Notice the pronoun changes. In verses 1 and 2, from you to they in verse 3. For when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them as labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they shall not escape. Verse 3 is speaking to the unbeliever. Again, the believers are gone at this time. They have been raptured and are with Christ. Now the day of the Lord begins the great tribulation and runs through the great white throne judgment, which is when the unsaved are cast into the lake of fire for eternal separation from God. This is a warning to the unbeliever to turn to Christ. Christ first said he would come back in John chapter 14, verse 1 through 3. He says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself. And where I am, there you may be also. Christ is coming back and is going to take the believers out of this world. The Apostle Paul further explained this as the rapture of the church in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 13 through 18. The rapture removes all believers, both the dead and the living in Christ. It ends the day of grace, bringing people to Christ, and brings the day of the Lord, a time of judgment and punishment. Paul taught this to the Thessalonians, and we are taught it through the Word of God. Verses 4 and 5 of our text is again speaking to the saved. It is again speaking to the saved. It says, we are children of the light. We are children of Christ. The day of the Lord will not overtake us, because we will not be here. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, it says the Lord will descend from heaven with a shout and take the church out of this world. Only those of darkness, children of the devil, will be left behind. There are two groups of people, the saved and the lost. Those of Christ, or those of the devil. We are told to be ready in verses 6 through 8. First, we are to be watchful. What are we watching for? We are watching and looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Titus 2:13. We are closer to our salvation than ever before. In the book of Romans, chapter 13, verse 11, it says this, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. How are we, the children of light and children of God, to be dressed? Verse 8 of our text tells us, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet, the hope of salvation. The breastplate of faith and love covers our heart. In Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23, it says, watch over your heart with all diligence, for from it flow the springs of life. We guard our heart with faith in Jesus Christ and with the love of God, which has been poured out in our heart by the Holy Spirit, which was given to us. In Romans chapter 5, verse 5. We guard ourselves with faith in Jesus Christ and the love of God. Our helmet is the hope of salvation. It is our blessed hope of the future. The unsaved have no hope. Again, the unsaved have no hope. We are not looking for the great tribulation, as there is no hope in that. We are looking for Christ to come and bring us to heaven. As 1 John chapter 3, 2 says, Beloved, now we are children of God. And has it not been revealed what we shall be? But we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And then in Philippians 1, 6, we read, But confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. We are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. Ephesians 2:10. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 9, it says, For God did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. God has not appointed us to wrath, the day of the Lord, or the great tribulation. That is a time of judgment. We who have faith in Christ are not going through judgment, because Christ bore our judgment. He bore our sins on the cross of Calvary. We will not have judgment. In John 5:24, it states, Most assuredly I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but is passed from death unto life. When Christ comes for his church at the rapture, we will go up with him by God's grace and faith in Christ. 1 Thessalonians 5:10 says, Who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. We shall live together with Christ, our Savior, our Lord, and the Son of the living God. We thank God that by the grace of God and faith in Christ, we have a home in heaven reserved for us. What does God want us to do now? Christ Jesus our Lord said in Acts chapter 1, verses 7 and 8, It is not for you to know the times or seasons which the Father has put in his own authority, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and to the end of the earth. We do not know when Jesus, our Savior and Lord, is going to return. But now we are to be watching and witnessing for Christ. If you have never trusted in Christ as your Savior, your Lord, and as the Son of God, then you are not saved. And your future is judgment. Hebrews 9:27 says, And it is appointed unto man once to die, but after this the judgment. Make today the day you trust in Christ. In Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10, we read that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For if the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation, then verse 13 of Romans says, For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Confess Jesus as your Savior, your Lord, and as the Son of God. Believe that God has raised him from the dead, and you will be born again into the family of God as a child of God. Amen. Father in heaven, Almighty God, we just pray as this word is received, as they read and as they hear this word, that you'd fill them with your mighty presence in a powerful and special way, and the Holy Spirit would speak to them and guide and direct them and be with them each and every day. In your precious name, Jesus, we pray. Amen.